Hi, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week I'm bringing you an excerpt not from a book, but from Esther Perel's TED Talk. She is a brilliant therapist that focuses on relationships and sexuality, and she has two TED Talks. This is from her March 2015 TED Talk that is called Rethinking Infidelity, a talk for anyone who has ever loved. She is brilliant, and the entire TED Talk is worth listening to and watching, and we'll have the link to that over on the show notes page for this podcast. It's 21 minutes, and she's brilliant, as always, so definitely check that out. And there's lots to say from the entire talk, but I'm just taking a few excerpts from it today. So she says, "If we can divorce, why do we still have affairs? Now, the typical assumption is that if someone cheats, either there's something wrong in your relationship or wrong with you. But millions of people can't all be pathological. The logic goes like this. If you have everything you need at home, then there's no need to go looking elsewhere. Assuming that there is such a thing as a perfect marriage that will inoculate us against wanderlust. But what if passion has a finite shelf life? What if there are things that even a good relationship can never provide? If even happy people cheat, what is that about?" And she goes on to say, "Affairs are an act of betrayal, and they are also an expression of longing and loss. At the heart of an affair, you will often find a longing and a yearning for an emotional connection, for novelty, for freedom, for autonomy, for sexual intensity. A wish to recapture lost parts of ourselves, or an attempt to bring back vitality in the face of loss and tragedy." And then she also says that when we seek the gaze of another, it isn't always our partner that we are turning away from, but the person that we have ourselves become. And it isn't so much that we're looking for another person as much as we are looking for another self. And later she says, "Now, all over the world, there is one word that people who have affairs always tell me. They feel alive." End quote. It seems then that the only way to attempt to inoculate yourself against affairs is to certainly work on building a happy relationship with your partner. But incredibly, even that is not enough, it seems. The key is to work on generating a feeling of aliveness in your own life. A feeling that all the parts of yourself are being lived. Nothing is hidden in the shadows waiting. We can't rely on someone else to ignite parts of ourselves that make us feel alive. For instance, you alone can choose to be brave enough to let your bad girl have space to play, or choose to let yourself feel incredibly sexy because you want to. So you don't need some other person to wake up these exciting and sometimes forbidden parts of yourself. Perel says those that have affairs do so for these reasons. And I'm going to read them again. As you listen to this list, notice if you feel like you have these qualities in your life. I'm beginning the quote. A longing and a yearning for an emotional connection, for novelty, for freedom, for autonomy. End quote. And just as Perel suggests that for, open quote, deceived partners, it is essential to do things that bring back a sense of self-worth, to surround oneself with love and with friends and activities that give back joy and meaning and identity, end quote. It also seems essential that we all do this, always, that this becomes the way we live, our new normal. That we each do the work individually to stay feeling alive throughout life. To, quote, surround oneself with love and with friends and activities that give back joy and meaning and identity, end quote, as Perel says. What if you did this for yourself? What if your partner did this? What would your relationship look like then? Your challenge this week is, what is one action that you could take to inject joy and meaning into your life? What friends or family do you love and want to be surrounded by? What else could create meaning in your life and a positive sense of identity for yourself? To preserve and generate your best relationship, you can choose to commit to living an incredibly fulfilling life, and it may be essential to do so. And as if that's not enough, here is a bonus challenge if you wish to take it on. Perel says, begin quote, "I've told quite a few of my patients that if they could bring into their relationships 1/10 of the boldness, the imagination, and the verve that they put into their affairs, they probably would never need to see me," end quote. So what would putting boldness, imagination, and verve into your own relationship look like? What is one action you could take to embody these qualities in your relationship? Not out of fear of preventing an affair, but to feel like you are really living life fully alongside your partner. And again, you can find the link to Esther Perel's entire TED Talk over on the show notes page for this podcast at pleasuremechanics.com. You can hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. For a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.